then why do I want to make him my life? Why do I want to go to church on Sunday, Bible class during the week, and make my decisions if he's not going to change my life? If he's not, meaning financially, economically, in my marriage, in all of these things. I'm sorry, without saying it, this is what a lot of Christians, the way they think. If he's not going to make some kind of a change, what value is he as far, I believe in him as Savior, and he's going to save me from hell, because I sure don't want to burn forever, but that's after I die. What's he doing for me now? What's he doing for me now? If I make him my life, am I going to have money? Am I going to win a lottery? Is my marriage going to be good? Are my children going to turn out good? And if it's not, then I don't see why I want to change my life for this man, Jesus Christ. Because he's not affecting me financially. He's not affecting me these ways. Talking to someone very dear to me, going through a divorce. And I love the words I heard. I'm very angry at God. She finally reached that point. And it may surprise you that I am happy. But when you reach that point, you get to really know your relationship with God. And she's just now starting to grasp the idea, are you just going to trust him if he saves your marriage? And if he doesn't save your marriage, then to heck with you, God. If I can't count on you to save my marriage, then what good are you? So I'm not going to make you my life. I'm not going to trust you. Because I trusted you for this, and you didn't come through. People, it's so important to realize in our relationship with him that faith is unconditional. Faith is not conditional. I trust you to do this. I trust you to heal, to save, to do this, to deliver, whatever it may be. And if you're not going to do that, then what good is it going to do me to trust you? Now, you may not go through that as orchestrated here, but I want to tell you something. This is what a lot of Christians do go through. My life is very busy, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do that. I want to keep this lifestyle. I want to keep this. I want to keep that. And that's over here. This is over here. But to make up your mind, people, in the short time we have on earth, what place is he going to play in my life? And is it going to be dependent upon if he comes through or not? If he comes through, he comes through for other people. Why didn't he come through for me? Well, because he doesn't love me, therefore, I don't care about you. I can be just as miserable with you or without you as I can be with you. If you're not going to save my marriage and I'm miserable, what does it matter where you are in my life? This is the way a lot of people think. And what we have to do is move through that and this journey that so many people go through and realize it's not a conditional faith. This is one of the primary lessons we'll learn in the whole study of Job. It's not about, I've got my ideal on what this is, the way it's all going to work out if I make him my life. And preachers and songs and people, oh, if you make it, your life will be wonderful and this and that, and you'll just walk around with a smile on your face and a song in your heart, and it'll just be wonderful. Well, that isn't the way it's working for me. So I'm not going to walk that way anymore. What a tragedy that people do that. But understand the walking with him. 5. Here's the irony of what they did to prevent Rome from coming in and destroying them. This is the irony. They do not want Rome to come in and destroy them, so they're going to crucify Christ. And that's going to bring Rome and the destruction of Jerusalem upon them. The very thing they wanted to prevent, they're not going to have. People, you reject him. And you reject him and all the things that you're doing, and you reject Jesus Christ as the issue, not as Savior, but as the issue in your life, walking in the Spirit. I want to tell you where you're going to end up. Here they're going to end up. You're able to see it politically, historically here. They do not want Rome to come in, so therefore they're going to crucify Christ. This is eventually going to lead turmoil in the whole district, and Rome is going to come and take it out. You may decide, I don't need Bible class during the week. I don't need a relationship with him like that that's vibrant every day, every decision. I need to go on and get things done in my own life. I'll tell you where you're going to end up. You're going to end up empty without him. because all of that is going to mean nothing. I mean nothing. It's a frightening thought that I spent my whole life doing this, 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 and then when you die in the spiritual realm, nothing. Oh, you'll go to heaven and thank His wonderful grace for that. But as far as the understanding of taking things and the rewards and the concept of the meaning of earth into heaven, no profit. No profit whatsoever. Finally, six. What this council did on this day.